right along, celebrating its 25th year.
G'day.
What goes on around the world that you're most interested in, Jennifer? What countries, what areas of the world do you find most intriguing and most interesting?
Like that I'd like to visit?
Yeah.
I'd like to explore more of Europe. I'd like to go to Australia. I'd like to go to South America.
Mm-hmm. And not to Africa.
You know, actually, I would love to go on safari.
Well, a lot of people think that's what you get when you go to Africa.
That's what I would like to do in Africa, is go on safari, I think.
It depends on where you are. You can go in the southern part of Africa. That's where the safaris are. You go through the central part of Africa. Most people don't want to go there because it's considered very treacherous, dangerous Africa.
It's a bad rap.
As well, we're talking about Eritrea, Kenya, these areas that are across the central belt, if you will, the equator. And north of there, you have wonderful places like Morocco. On Monday, we're going to have a pictorial from a friend of mine who went to visit Morocco and took some fabulous pictures of this very interesting country. It's more like a Middle Eastern country, in fact, than it is an African country.
Mm-hmm.
It shares that to a point with Egypt, and also is considered more of a Middle Eastern country than an African country. But just really pretty amazing things that you don't expect to see. And the reason I bring it up is because there's a great dichotomy in Africa, and there are areas, pockets of wealth, and there's pockets of unbelievable just destitution, and so in between that there's a happy medium. There's a lady who's going to join us in a moment named Terry Gabrielson, who's been directing schools in Africa, and I think we have actually a lot to learn about what's going on there. Most Americans are not very knowledgeable, and they all think, as you just suggested, let's go to Africa for a safari. A lot more going on over there that affects Americans, and we'll find out more about it in a moment here on Good Day.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now, that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
And prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, it's 11 after the hour. Jennifer and Doug and Richie with a focus on Africa. Terry Gabrielson is the founder and director of Africa Schools of Kenya. Jennifer, 15 years with these people designing educational programs. Terry, one of the reasons I was interested in having you on, I went to visit a school about the time that you started working with these folks. I was in Kenya and went into an area that is completely devastated. It was, I think there were about 200,000 people that lived in this sort of walled city. And the first thing I learned when I walked into this area was that, and this was, I think it was mid-June of the year, maybe 1997 was the year I was over there, and when I am watching these people standing in water going down the roadway, and they're trying to keep their feet clean. And what I found out was it was urine. That's how they dispose of the urine. They just flush it down the street. And the only way for people to stay cool, because they have no, they don't wear anything on their feet, is to walk in that. And that was my introduction to an area that I found just amazing in ways that we can as Americans understand it. I think one of the reasons I wanted you here is to sort of compare and contrast what one would find in living conditions in Africa, in this part of Africa, Kenya, and some of the other areas that are along the horn there. And trying to get to people who have no real, no cognitive knowledge of what goes on in Africa at all. Do you find that to be the case?
Well, it's amazing because that's when I was first introduced, same year. And yes, of course, they, in fact, right now we're working on a subject or a program that is a subject that people really do not like to even hear about, right. And that is female circumcision. And I think people walking in their urine to clean their feet or for warmth is similar to what they're continuing to do, at least among the Maasai community, as a rite of passage to adulthood. And so, yes, it's very difficult for people to wrap their minds around what happens in indigenous tribes of Africa or Kenya, where these people are at a very survival level, very primitive, very very incredibly smart people, yet just on a survival level.
Well, they don't have the opportunity to be educated. Though I will tell you, one of the other things that intrigued me, and this may be a difficult subject for some people to deal with as we talk about why you're trying to raise money to help eliminate this problem. There's a Catholic school presence in Kenya and all over this area of Africa. And it still is pretty pronounced. And I remember going into a classroom. All of the children, by the way, somehow or other have to pay to get an education, and they wear uniforms. The people who are lucky enough to be able to pay get educated. The ones who can't pay don't get educated. And so walking into this school, I see these biblical sayings on the blackboard on one side of the room, and on the other side of the room, I see a picture of a penis. And on the desk is a wooden penis that the teachers use to help the young girls, 10, 12, 14 years old, learn how to keep themselves from getting pregnant. And that is, I'm betting, still going on. You see that in the schools over there still?
Yes. I think it's important that penis is actually used to show, we're trying to,
how to put on a condom.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, yes, the education component that has been brought in, I mentioned the missionaries, and they started this religious belief. And as far as I'm concerned, whatever works.
Yeah, right.
It gives them some hope. And in times of drought or all of the atrocities that they do go through, they still have this survival instinct that is beyond anything we could ever imagine.
Yeah.
So I think these young girls have never been educated before, at least in our community. We started sponsoring these girls, and I think the amazing thing with this particular community called Esatete, which is down near Amboseli National Park, you were probably in that area, these girls, the community is recognizing that these girls are more important being educated and coming back to the community than they are being married off at 10, 11, 12 and being uneducated.
You have no idea. Jennifer, I don't know if you remember me telling this story. You have no idea what goes on here. These young girls, 10, 12, 14, they're just getting into puberty. The men who have nothing to do, at least in this village that I was in.
They want control.
Well, it isn't just that. They go around and they find weeds and grass and anything that's vegetative. They bring it into a place where there's a still. They cook it up so that they have some kind of alcohol or liquor. They drink it, and then they run around and chase these girls. And this one girl that I met, Terry, when I was there, was 14. She had three children, and she lived in a 4x8 room with tin roof, and one side was tin, a dirt floor. The only way to get anything to eat is to go down to Mother Teresa's what was amount to cafeteria, I suppose, to get something to eat that's local. That's it. That's how they live their lives.
Oh, yeah, the women do everything. That is true. And then they have zero rights, no rights to own land. It's a, you know, it's a polygamous society. So, and yes, indeed, the young girls, not only are they circumcised at puberty, which is their transition then to adulthood, then they're ready to be married, and they're usually married off. There's a belief that if they turn around and look at their family as they're going off to their new husband's village, that they'll turn into an elephant, and it'll, you know, completely make the family, disgrace the family if they turn around and cry or anything.
All right. Let me, in the interest of time, Terry, let me tell people what you're doing here. You've launched a 42-day crowdfunding campaign on the website Indiegogo, which I think starts either today or tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. I guess it starts today.
Today is the big day.
And it goes through April 20th. You might want to go to Indiegogo.com, Indiegogo, a new crowdfunding site. If you don't understand crowdfunding, it's a fantastic way for organizations like yours, nonprofits, or small for-profit businesses to get funding. Indiegogo has this running until April 20th, and it's all about this trying to eliminate or educate people. I'm not sure which. The ritual the girls go through at puberty is what you're trying to eliminate. Is that not right?
Well, it's not even us. It happens from within the community. Like I was saying, they have recognized that education for their girls is more important.
So you're trying, the money that people would donate is going to go to educating the young women in Kenya. So if you have a $25 donation, you'll, with that $25, provide one of these young women with an opportunity to attend a two-day ceremony, which mirrors the traditional coming-of-age customs, and that everything happens except the circumcision, right?
Exactly. And in the community, they now look at that woman as an adult.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to be married off, and she can continue her education. In fact, we just got from a grassroots organization, they just offered our very first girl to graduate from high school has now been given a four-year scholarship to college. So that's incredible.
So it is. This whole thing, again, this is an informational piece. You're going to hear a lot of conversations now going forward about crowdfunding, and there ought to be a lot more discussions about African schools of Kenya on the web at askenya, askkenya.org, and Indiegogo is where to go to donate $25 to help get this information and the process into a higher gear. Terry, thanks for your work, and thanks for explaining what's going on.
Yeah,
Terry,
thank you. You're welcome. So appreciate
it. Yep, Terry Gabrielson here on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many...
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster, our own 4-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Song originates the, what is that, the 10th year or 11th year of the Doug Good Day program, Cher, and her first electronic hit. Because this is all,
oh, yeah,
this is all electronic.
It's auto-tune. It's
called auto-tune. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Listen.
Right here. Yeah.
So they just run it through a processor on the computer and they can take the note up.
Really? I like this. I've always liked this song. Number one during this week in 1999, Cher's Believe.
Luckily, we know Cher has a great voice. So it's not a big deal.
Right.
The problem is when there's hits that are sung by people who have no business being in the music business, and they use the auto-tune to get one over on us.
I can hear it now. Doug Steffen sings the hits.
That's good. Yeah, trust me. They could probably make me sound good, which is a big job, yeah.
Rich McFadden sings the hits.
Right.
All right, so let's move 10 years before this. Number one during this week in 1989 was Debbie Gibson. Lost in Your Eyes. Yeah. How old are you then, Deborah?
In what year?
89. You're about 7, right?
89. No, I was 11.
11. Yeah. There you go. So, you're 36 now?
35.
Oh, I thought you were.
I was born in 78.
For some reason, I was still thinking you've been 30 all these years.
I am, actually, and I love you for that.
Okay. Next up on the sort of hit parade is we make reference to a lot of the music that we have here on the program. Notice every hour we get some music, and it brings us back to a part of our life that hopefully you'll want to remember. This is from 2003, number one during this week, LL Cool J and Jennifer Lopez.
I used to dance to this song. Oh, yeah. Oh,
you got the snow dance jams going, Jen.
This takes me back to Vegas, actually.
Really? Mm-hmm. She sounds different.
I've danced the slow jam in Vegas with Jennifer.
Yes, you have.
She's a hacha mama, man.
I don't think I want to hear too much of that story.
Totally innocent.
All right,
number one during this week in 1996, Oasis. Wonderwall.
I hate these guys.
You don't know this song, Jennifer. You got anything to say about this?
This isn't my favorite.
A couple of egotistical punks who thought they were the
Keep it positive,
Beatles.
Richie.
Yeah.
Linkin Park. A nice part. Number one.
Now, Linkin Park is good.
Yeah.
2002.
this up with something strong, Doug.
Britney Spears? Hold It Against Me. Number one during this week in 2011.
Original Britney.
Say that again?
Original Britney, like when she first came out. I
like
the
original Madonna, you mean?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, let's check our social media for a moment. Jen, what's going on? Chef Louie, by the way, joins us in the next half hour with his recipe and other discussions about food. In the meantime, we have several questions, as usual, working on facebook.com/goodday show. That'll be around for the weekend. Any, you have any prep for the people who want to know what we're doing? Or,
yeah,
everybody
absolutely.
Probably pretty much goes there anyway. But what
everybody's
else?
Coming here. We love it. Right. But let's see. We are asking today, if the presidential election were tomorrow, would you vote for Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, Rand Paul, or name your candidate? We're having people chime in all the time, so get your vote in, facebook.com/goodday show. Jeremy Paxton writes on our wall, got a completely off-the-wall question. Out of the four of you, do any of you have stage names for the radio instead of using your real names?
My given name is Dudley. I do not use that on the radio except when Richie gets upset with me. It is Doug. Doug became Doug when I was in college. So that's the answer to that question. The rest of you all use...
I am a Jennifer Horn, just through and
I am a Richard Charles McFadden.
And
look it up.
Roberta
Fasinelli, that's her maiden name.
28 after on Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drive it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm Jamie Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Time for food thumb. Thumb. Good, Doug. P5-4-thumb. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Farm, food, and fun in the focus on the Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is going to join us in a moment. We have an item at DougSteffen.com today about Columbia University using Nutella. We're going to find out what Nutella is. Matter of fact, there's a poll.
I can tell you what Nutella is.
But you want Louis to do it?
People are crazy for it.
Yeah.
Why? Have you noticed that? It's become a thing. I had never heard of it until I'd gone to Europe when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And now it's like everywhere.
It's
everybody
big in Columbia
it.
And South America.
Yeah.
It's
cheese.
No.
Some kind of
cheese.
Not a
it's
cheese.
It's kind of
no.
like a chocolate slash peanut butter spread. It's
really?
Hazelnut chocolate.
It's hazelnut. It's
yeah.
hazelnut and chocolate.
So,
and they use it in crepes when you're walking the streets in Paris.
Right. So, like, you know, parents might get their kids to have toast with Nutella on it or something like that. That's how they use it down in Colombia.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, we have Nutella in the focus. We also have shepherd's pie in the focus. And we have an Irish
pie.
Dish that Louis wants to explain. You can check out his info, by the way, his bona fides, including all of the recipes he's dropped on us here on the Good Day program. Chef Louis' box on the right-hand side, down toward the bottom of the homepage at DougSteffen.com.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money we're saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 50% or more on car insurance.
The web today, DougStephan.com, features a video that's very cool. For those of you who can't wait for spring, you can check out the video, see how some cows react when they finally get to go back outside after being cooped up in the barn all winter. Kind of like, Richie, when my cows start eating silage, they start jumping around, dancing around, hooting around.
It's that's because they're drunk. Isn't silage alcohol?
Yeah, right, it is. Yeah, right, exactly. Joining us now is our friend Chef Louis DeAngelis. We were having a conversation about Nutella a few minutes ago, Louis. Before we get to your recipe, I was reading, actually this is a story at DougStephan.com today, about Columbia University regretting adding Nutella to their student cafeteria because they're going through 100 pounds a day, cost them $5,000 a week.
Yeah, college kids are going to dig Nutella, that's for sure.
Very popular.
All right, so our poll today at DougStephan.com, what's your favorite thing to pair with Nutella? A, bread. B, fruit. C, crackers or pretzels. D, a spoon. E, I don't know what Nutella is. That's how I would have answered it before I talked to you. What do you know about Nutella?
Oh, it's been around for a long time. It's the almond with chocolate blend, and it's fantastic. And, you know, the funny thing is, all of a sudden 2 years ago, I guess it was around 2 years ago, it just exploded. Now you can buy little Nutella packs with the pretzel sticks to dip in it. You can find it everywhere, and there's a whole bunch of imitators, too.
You know, it's funny, Doug, having been going to Columbia for 12 or 13 years now on an annual basis, I'm starting to see a lot more of the products that I see down there come up here, from the breads and the candies and even the beers and whatnot, just kind of making their way into our, because a lot more people are coming from South America.
Yep, right.
They know that the products, now they have clientele here, so they're starting to bring a lot of it in, and Nutella is one of those things. So, which is actually from Italy. It's Nutella comes from Italy.
But it's very popular in all the Latin countries, too. I mean, it just has that flair to it.
But it's expensive, I'm guessing.
No, not at all.
It's not too bad. It's probably like $3 or $4 a jar.
Peanut butter thing.
Yeah.
Main ingredients, sugar, palm oil, hazelnuts, cocoa solids.
Really? All right, well, that's something I learned. I never heard of it before. I'm sure that my children know about it, but I don't know. Have you served it, Jennifer?
I've never served it. I told you the first time I found it, I was walking the streets of Paris, and they were selling crepes, and we just thought it was chocolate. The hazelnut in the flavoring is really intense, so I remember thinking that you could only have a little bit. It's pretty strong.
Right.
So I have actually not had it ever since I was in Europe, which has been years and years and years
ago. Yeah, some in our cupboard at home right now.
The daily poll at DougStephan.com over the weekend, what's your favorite thing to pair with Nutella? You want to share that with us? Help yourself at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, you're looking down on the little bit below the pole. You see Chef Louis' picture. Today, he has leftover corned beef and cabbage in his mind, before St. Patrick's Day, which is a week from Sunday, right?
Well, we're preparing everybody for this. Next week, it'll be the ultimate corned beef and cabbage dish. But I want to start with this. You know, Bubble and Squeak is just it's a great name. You know, it's not to be confused with two fine young ladies we might have met at a convention a year ago.
Speak for yourself.
But it refers to the sound that this dish makes as it's cooking in your fry pan.
Really?
Yeah, it bubbles and it squeaks. And, you know, the takeaway from it is not just for St. Patrick's Day leftovers. You know, once you master this, which is so simple, I mean, you can use it for any leftovers. And, Doug, it's like what you do. It's very creative. But instead of a soup base, it's a mashed potato base. And it's fantastic.
So what do you put in it? Let's go through the recipe.
Okay. Let's say you've had your corned beef and cabbage boil already.
Yep.
And the next day you're looking and say, am I going to make sandwiches with this? Well, you take the potatoes that are left over, and you mash them and make a whipped potato with butter and sour cream. If you don't have enough potatoes left, you'll add some, so you have at least 6 large potatoes worth of mash. Then you take your corned beef, or if you had a stew the night before, any meat, bacon works great, and you chop it up, rough chop, little 1-inch cubes, put it right in the mashed potatoes. The key to it that really makes this delicious, and it's a big breakfast dish in Ireland, is when they chop the cabbage up and throw that in, too. And it's just the pairing. I don't know why it's so delicious.
Yeah.
They put it in a fry pan, and you put it, you know, at medium heat, and cook it for about 10-12 minutes. Take a spatula and check underneath. Lift it. It becomes one big pie piece, and you lift it a little bit. Make sure it's starting to brown. Once it's browned, I always take mine and put it under the broiler for a few minutes to get the top nice and crisp.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out of the pan like a pie. You slice it up in servings, and it's tremendous. But the takeaway is, it's great for any leftovers.
So that's cool.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. All right, so now, with that in mind, I saw a recipe for shepherd's pie, and instead of using ground beef or turkey...
Oh, no, don't go there. What?
It's fish.
Oh. Yeah.
White fish. Well, what do you think I was going to say?
Tofu.
I was thinking you were going to say fish. And there's something about fish shepherd's pie that just freaks me out.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah,
and
the fish and
why.
Mashed potatoes and that just is there even a hearty enough fish for this? I mean, it'd have to be a thick, hearty fish. What could you use?
Well, you really don't want a hearty fish, you know, like a dark fish. You want a white fish,
right?
Because it'll absorb the flavors of the green beans and the mashed potatoes and all the seasonings. And believe it or not, you know, there's a restaurant here that takes grouper. Chops it up and mixes it with potatoes and onions and makes a hash for breakfast with it.
So here's what I'm gonna go through the recipe. This is what you need.
You're going to
make shepherd's pie with fish. Pound of ground up or chopped up white fish, as Louis is suggesting. A medium onion chopped about a half a cup. 1 can of condensed cream of mushroom soup. A tablespoon of ketchup. A teaspoon of ground black pepper, a cup of frozen peas and carrots and corn, 2.5 cups of milk, 1/4 cup of butter, 2 cups instant mashed potato flakes or buds.
So I can eat this on my diet. what you're saying.
Yeah. Sounds like it would be pretty good. What do you think of that recipe, Louis?
I'm
no challenge for Louis and his recipes, but I thought that was interesting.
That sounds good. You know, it sounds good enough that I'd have to go on my famous tulip diet because of that.
Really? Tulips?
Yes. The tulip diet. That's where you keep your tulips closed real tight so you don't eat too much.
Yeah, I'm going to make it this weekend just for the fun of it.
So, last question for you, Louis. I've liked this Facebook page called Just Eat Real Food. And they have some interesting recipes, and it's real food. And a lot of their baking, they use coconut flour, is it?
Hmm.
There's a lot of coconut stuff around. You can use, I have coconut flour here.
You do?
Yeah, it's ground up pieces. It's very fine coconut.
Does it work as well as regular flour?
Yeah, I would have
no
to get
opinion.
This kind of sweetened.
Yeah, but I mean, the bread will rise and everything just...
Anything will rise when you put enough yeast to it. That's for sure. I mean, even the gluten-free ones do a good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that doesn't rise is when you make, like, a potato bread, you know, and you use a lot of potato. The potato doesn't rise. That's why it's usually 2-to-1 potato and flour. You know,
two more things. Two more things for food lovers in the food news department. First of all, the USDA has tried to scare everybody. We're going to have no meat inspectors. You'll all die because of the sequester. What a bunch of baloney. They don't have meat inspectors doing anything anyway. So what's the big deal? This is the usual. This is what the government has become known for.
Meanwhile, you can still get yellow dye number 4 and 5 in your Kraft macaroni and cheese, which is a cancer-causing agent. And there's been a change.org petition to get Kraft to pull it out because you can use paprika to do the same thing.
And lying
or not.
Yeah.
It's just all baloney. Also, you can check out at DougStephan.com our supermarket guru Phil Leppert has tips on helping make good food choices for children. So check that out, supermarket guru, along with Chef Louis. Both of them very prominent at DougStephan.com.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a cat owner who can't always find time to scoop the litter box after a long day, you're not alone. Based on a recent survey, nearly 2/3 of cat owners feel that scooping can wait until the next day when they get home late. And with professional and personal obligations sometimes getting in the way of regular cleanup routines, it's no surprise that 84% of cat owners are concerned about unpleasant odor from the litter box when they come home. A litter like Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter helps you keep your home smelling fresh because it works even when you can't scoop. It features a highly effective formula that contains Arm & Hammer baking soda coated granules plus powerful odor destroyers. Rock solid clumps allow for easy removal of the source of odors, and the moisture activated fresh scent deodorizes the litter each time the cat uses the litter box. Find the litter in a variety of sizes at leading retail outlets nationwide. For more information, visit UltralastLitter.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including booze in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg again.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Parsons is here, your travel expert from bestfares.com. If you're trying to plan a trip for the month of March, remember, it's a school break, it's a spring break, colleges, private schools, all traveling. Tom and I both have examples of what our experiences are trying to find ways to travel later in the month, and hopefully that'll be a way for you to figure out how to work around the problem coming right up here on Good Day.
Southern's legendary Green Tag Sale means one thing. Savings at least 50% off list. Score half-off savings in every department, like Epiphone Electric's 57% off list, just $119. Toka Jimbe's half-off list, $49. And to keep even more green in your pocket, we've got Green Tag Deals 80% off list and more, like Digital Reference Vocal Mics, $19, 80% off list. Tascam Handheld Digital Recorder, $69, 84% off list. Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale starts now. Don't miss it.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hi, Tom Parsons from BestFares.com here on Good Day. Here's my experience, and let's counter it with yours, Tom. I need to go back to Boston, and I needed to be there for a meeting on the 20th. So I called and talked to your person, and in order to go on Wednesday, come back on Saturday, it was $590-something, which is twice what I just paid for the last trip I just did last week. So I said, no, let's not do that. And we nosed around and found that the day before, because the trip coming back on Saturday is like $114 or something, but it was $490 or $480 to go out on Wednesday. So I said, okay, what's the last flight on Tuesday look like? $190. So for the last flight on Tuesday versus the first flight on Wednesday, there's a difference of $300.
Yeah, flexibility is going to be very important during spring break.
And so what was your experience?
Mine is the guy calls me up, and he, of course, he's one of these, you know, he's divorced, and therefore he gets his kids during a certain time, and his wife finally gave him the date 2 days ago for spring break. So, and now he wants to go Thursday and come back next Thursday, and then come back on Sunday. And Sundays are terrible days to fly, folks, during spring break. Remember, everybody takes off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They all want to come back on Sunday, and that Sunday is killing me. I live in Dallas, Fort Worth. I thought he really needed nonstops, and from Dallas, American Airlines is the king. And we looked everywhere, and from everywhere to Orlando, to Fort Lauderdale, to Tampa, to Cancun, to Los Angeles. Everything was pricing at $1,000, and yet the first week of April, many of those fares are going to be in the low 200s.
All right, so what do you do though? They know it. You want to travel with the children in the times that it's expensive. So what do you do?
I told him I don't know yet. I'm coming up with Phoenix, Arizona right now because it's about $400 for three people. It's $1,200 cheaper, and I'm thinking maybe his kids, because we live in Dallas, Fort Worth, the Texas Rangers. They're playing, you know, they're in spring training in Phoenix, Arizona, and maybe this way the kids would like to go to a couple spring training.
So if you got flexibility, flexibility, you're always about that, either time or destination. But some people don't have that. Some people need to go from Los Angeles to Boston. So what do you do if you don't want to get screwed?
Refinance the farm. What it comes down to.
So,
this has been a helpful segment so far. Yeah. You guys are doing a great job.
How much is it that in terms of when you see these consolidations coming, when American and USA are going together, is that going to help or hinder people trying to find solutions to problems like this?
Well, this is just an unusual period. I mean, this year's spring break, because Easter falls March 31st, usually spring break goes all the way until until the end of April. This year, because it's Easter in March, most schools in America are going to do Easter between the first of, from now through probably the first week of April, so you combine the whole country. So, I mean, you just got to poke around and keep playing with it and hope you find the right fare. But I would just tell the guy, if he had to pay $1,000 or $3,000 without a hotel yet, I could get him to Europe for that.
Stay home. Or take the kids on a ride in the car. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.